This is the podcast, and I've got hiccups, and I'm trying desperately not to hiccup. This is the podcast, episode 584.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Was Red Crickets with their track Flowers From Her Gun. Red Crickets brings you the sounds of the Scandinavian underground rock scene, red lights, self-indulgence, after hours, flagellation. It's all here. Bohemian decadence. The track you just heard was about a young girl's first step to freedom, a trip into the city. You can find out more about Red Crickets at facebook.com/Red Crickets. And they are from Turku in Finland.
Excellent.
Indeed.
And I've stopped hiccuping.
You have stopped. That is now the second time you've clonked your elbow, though. Yes. Well, thank you, Caroline, for that, whatever it was that introduced the show. Yes. Welcome, one and all, to the Bugcast episode 584. On tonight's show, we will have our usual rather interesting and quirky and phenomenal mix of Creative Commons music, and Caroline has a couple of updates she wants to pass on about things that she has been up to, mm-hmm. which I'm sure will be rather fantastic. And it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Basically.
You're going to want the next tongue, aren't you?
Yeah.
I need to be prepared.
Not eating crisps, yeah.
Right, I've got to get this right. Are you ready? This is Kinematic with... We are the Sanitation Department of Power Ballad City.
Sometimes you and I, they judge the modern art, reach into the flaws from a table at the bar. We'll be right back.
I was driving in my Rolls together with my wife when I heard the podcast with David and Caroline, and I said to Mary Claire, you know, this is jolly good music. Every Friday at 9:30 UK time on thebuckcast.org.
Was the NUV with their track Lady B. The NUV, aka the New Ultraviolet Vanish, is an alternative rock band characterised by a strong and powerful sound. Born on the outskirts of... You look concerned.
No.
Born on the outskirts of Brianza, Italy, in 2003, they have made several EPs and two LPs, one called Top Model Super Fashion, released in 2010, and the other called The NUV Sucks, open brackets, no really, close brackets, in 2014, which were followed by numerous concerts in Italy and abroad. After a few years of inactivity, they are now back in the studio to record their new effort, Belgian Solution, slated for a January 2020 release, but from which the single, The Wolf of Green Street, that Caroline rather sheepishly played a couple of weeks ago, was taken. You can find out more about the NUV over at facebook.com/thenuvface.
Excellent. And before that, it was Kinematic with We Are the Sanitation Department of Power Ballad City. Kinematic is not a branch of Dynamic relation to motion.
Do you know what I thought it was?
But an indie pop rock band from Melbourne, Australia. Although, if you're looking for a genre to file them under, maybe it should be unpop. Which made me think of bop. Don't know why.
And now I've got that in my head.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
They were making music for a while, something they loved doing. They created a mix of sonic treats ranging from thoughtful folk music to distortion-laced rock. Unsigned and independent, but they managed to get themselves onto radio and TV soundtracks, and they self-produce a string of single album and video releases. They do all of their recordings, producing, releasing, promoting, giving us the freedom to do whatever we want. It's a pretty cool way to operate. Find out more by checking out kinematic.info. We have played them before, but we had not played that track.
Excellent.
I'm cold.
Thank you for telling everybody that.
Wrapped in a blanket.
Yes. It's not cold. It's actually quite pleasant in here.
Me and Dave disagree on hot and cold.
Yes. I will kick the duvet off in winter. Caroline will wrap up in a blanket in summer. And that we do agree on.
Yes.
Anyway, let's have a quick nosy into our chat room over at thebugcast.org/live and see who is listening to us live right now.
There is Chris from Canada, Gregorius WVP, K5 Tux, Cobblum, Shy Mega, and Yannick. And Dave is giving me Davey Evils.
So, what was that? Sorry, specifically, no specifics. What accent was that?
No idea.
No.
Well, I was being...
If anybody recognises that accent, then don't write in and tell us. It's probably safer we don't know.
I was just chuckling in the chat room because Dave's drinking some port.
Sorry.
Drunk some port. And we were just disagreeing because I read the label as it was read, as it was written.
Not as Coburn's.
It is written Cockburn's.
But it isn't Cockburn's. It is Coburn's.
So why does it say C-O-C-K Burns?
Because that is how that particular word is pronounced and spelled.
But it's not.
But it is.
It's not. I then...
Do you not remember the advert from decades ago that was specifically about this particular brand of port? And it was a British aristocrat and a Russian, I don't know, ambassador or something. And they were talking about things that were typically British. And the Russian ambassador referred to this as Cockburn's. And the English dude says, oh no, it's Coburn's. We don't pronounce the CK. To which the Russian ambassador says, so that means I come from Moscow. And the ambassador, the English dude under his breath says, yes, I think you probably do.
Hmm.
Do you remember that advert?
Vaguely.
Oh,
but then I also asked you whether the name of that indicates what would happen if you spilt it on yourself.
Yes. Yes, and I
sorry, people.
It went down well. It was very smooth, so I don't think it would necessarily burn one's
I wonder
comb.
What you were doing there when you were saying then. Yes, it went down well.
I apologise to my wife.
Sorry. Shall I introduce the next song before I get into trouble?
If you are physically capable of doing so, then yes, please.
This is Monkeyland with Exorcism.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, this is Kevy from the Tux Jam podcast. You're listening to The Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. Anyway, enough from me, let's get back to the pair of them for some more great music. We'll be right back.
was Professor Click and his track Gnosis Hardware. Part electronic, part disco, part pagan ritual. Dark synth-based sequences with thundering drums and orchestral percussion, booming timpani, string and horn stabs, and medieval male shouts. Yes.
Easy for you to say.
No, it wasn't. This track was taken from Professor Click's latest album release, Entertainment System, which was released in June 2019, not June 2010. This album covers 4 years of trying to make something very loud and a lot of fun. The album is about people and places, all of which mean the world to him.
Cool.
It has been almost exactly 2 years since we played anything by Professor Click. You can find out more about him and his music over at ProfessorClick.com. That's K-L-I-Q. Excuse me. And he is from Chicago in Illinois.
Yes. You're having too much Coburns.
No, that was a fizzy drink that I have got here, actually.
You cannot sit there and drink Coburns followed by Fanta Grape.
Yes, yes, I can. Well, they're both grape sourced.
Whatever. Before that, it was Monkey Land with Exorcism from Wigan in the UK. A guitar-based band from the last century, Monkey Land are four blokes who just won't go away, a bit like a nasty rash. After spending much of the 90s writing, recording, gigging and then imploding, they have come back older, wiser and with no obligations or desire to be anything but themselves. And you can find out more by checking out monkeyland.band.
I expected you to carry on with camp.com. You confused me slightly.
No. Right, so I thought I would give an update. First of all, I should have mentioned last week that I did the Sheffield 10K. So I wasn't the best prepared, but I did do a few running sessions with work. And as I'd been out of running for a while, my intention was A, to finish, and B, preferably under 1 hour 30 minutes. I did it in 1 hour 26 and a bit.
Which is a brilliant achievement.
So it wasn't too bad. I was very sensible. When it came to the really hilly bit, I walked. The rest of it, I ran. And I didn't push myself too far. So I took it nice and steady. So I did that bit. The other thing I should say is, this is now October and I am doing Inktober 2019. It also marks the fact that Inktober 2018, which started on the 1st of October 2018, was the first day of me committing to doing daily prompts. So in that October, alongside Inktober, I did Mab's Drawloween, Drawtober and Camilla's Drawloween. I then did November in November. I did Xmas 25 draws, She-Cember, Character-Cember in December. I also did an alliterative alphabet personal project. I did 30-day sketchbook in January alongside the first month of a 365-day challenge. Then in February, it was the second month of the 365-day challenge, Gothic February, March Artoon. Then there's the March date, March of the Robots, April Mermaid, Art Mayhem, June Drawing Challenge, Unicorn, June Toon, Toon June, 31 Days of Harry, Random Hybrid, Smorgasbord, Doggest, Smorgasbord Plants, Sketchtember, Cattember, Daily Creating. So effectively, from the 1st of October 2018, daily prompt-wise, I did a total of 1,060 drawings.
Mm.
So apart from 30-day sketchbook and Inktober, where I did those pen and paper sort of things, or pencil and paper, the rest were digital. I also did 51 weeks worth of a weekly drawing challenge called Prompt My Week, which I still do. Global Weekly Art Challenge I've done for 17 weeks. And then I did about 163 miscellaneous products. That does not include all the paintings I've been doing recently. But in total, that was 1,280-something pieces of art I produced in 1 year. Which I think is pretty good. And they aren't basic drawings. They've all got something to them.
They're not drawings you just chuck together, no.
No. I mean, Sketchtember, which I've just done, was 30 days of different expressions, and the challenge was to do it for less than 5 minutes. So what I did was I did a template person and then just change the face each time.
That meant you could use more of the 5 minutes in actually working on the expression rather than
rebuilding. And I did a nice little GIF showing you all the different expressions, but it was quite funny.
Yeah.
And then this month I am doing Inktober 2019, Camilla's Drawloween, Mab's Drawloween, and the Daily Creating Challenge. So I shall continue.
Because I worked out that you were doing, over the last year, on average, 25 drawings a week.
Uh-huh.
Just over 107 drawings a month. And during the month of June, you did at least 150.
Yes.
Because you were doing five challenges.
Plus the weeklies.
Plus the weeklies, plus anything else that came up at the time.
Yeah. And I am proud to say I never missed a single day. What I've done a few times when I've known I've got a busy day coming up, I've prepared the next day's drawings the night before, but I'm not posting until the next day. But I have never gone a single day without doing some sort of drawing. So I set myself a challenge and I did it. And yeah, I'm still doing it. And I've got my next art night on Tuesday, where I'll be doing the wolf with the mountain range inside it. So there you go.
Indeed. Well, it's all good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, do we do more music?
I think that is a good idea.
Right. So, this is Nobo with Honey. I kiedy będziesz już gotowa, to mów. No proszę cię, honey, już. I kiedy zejdziesz już na ziemię, to mów. Chyba pomyliłem sny, coś jakby z moją głową. I chyba coś umknęło mi, jakby drugą stroną. Szafy na wieszaku suszą się, skóry wasze zdjęte między ludźmi gdzieś. Kiedy będziesz już gotowa, to mów. Proszę cię, honey, już. Kiedy zejdziesz już na ziemię, to mów. Dalej szukam dziwnych miejsc i wciąż o krok za tobą. O mamy też mam trochę złe i chyba problem z sobą. Się nam jakby robi, wiesz. Trzymaj się mnie mocno i zapomnij się. Kiedy będziesz już gotowa, to mów. Proszę cię, honey, już. Kiedy zejdziesz już na ziemię, to mów. Wyjdziesz mi już z głowy i już.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Parker with Charlie 2. Parker is a band from Miami, Florida, consisting of Reed F. Gaines and Carter Vale, who we have played many times before.
Oh dear.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Not sure where that came from. The pair met at the Frost School of Music in 2015 and began making music later that year. Parker released their eponymous EP in the April of 2018, featuring lo-fi indie music with a nod towards alt-country. But this was another track taken from the band's second EP, Debut, which was released in March 2019. Now, there's only one track on that EP that we have yet to play. I'll stick that in for next week's show, but I will need to prefix it with a certain jingle.
I see.
Because it does have one F-bomb in it. But if you remember, we played the Parker track Astronaut, and that is the track that started us asking the question about whether we should relax our stance on whether we play music with swearies in.
Although I did dismiss a few this week because of the swearies, only because the swearies seemed...
Gratuitous.
Not a necessity.
Well, there was a song that I was listening to that I thought was a really good quality song, but it had the N-word in it, and I didn't think that was worth the risk.
No.
But we'll ask the question again if to you, dear listener, that if you're happy with us to relax our stance, maybe start including more quality tunes that may have the odd swear word in here and there, to drop us a line and let us know.
Excellent.
You can find out more about Parker over at parkoftheband.com.
And before that, it was Nobo with Honey. All I can tell you is they are a Polish alternative rock band.
It's a start.
And you can find out more by checking out noboband.com, but I will warn you one thing about their website. It commits the cardinal sin.
It
auto plays music.
Oh dear.
But it also plays the song that you just heard on our show.
Apparently, I don't know whether this is necessarily true, but I'm pretty certain that there's a setting in Chrome. Is it Chrome? No, in Firefox, that you can block the auto playing of videos on certain websites.
Yeah.
Which I actually discovered by accident when it popped up and said Facebook has been blocked from autoplaying a video.
Yes, it's annoying.
It is annoying.
Autoplay because
it's a new thing, isn't it? It's the new.
It's not
wave.
A new. It's an no, old.
It's the new thing to do. Like people don't do pop-up ads anymore because they know they don't work, so they're trying new things.
It doesn't work.
No.
In fact, it's a great big turn-off.
It is. Right, so that was our last pair of songs. Really, it's just to let you know now that next week, the podcast episode 585 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 11th of October at 9:30 PM UK time, or roughly thereabouts. We were about 15 minutes late this evening for various reasons.
Yeah, Dave's fault.
Say what you like, I know the truth.
What do you mean you know the truth?
I do know the truth.
I think I was drawing... What was I drawing? Was I drawing James Bond?
Exactly my point.
I was drawing a toad. I'd already drawn James Bond.
If you would like to send us some feedback, we do read everything you send us, and we will read it out on the show, unless you tell us otherwise. Drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also leave us a comment at the bottom of the show notes of the episode that you are listening to at the moment. This is episode 584. Leave a comment there and we'll read that out as well if you want us to. We're also on the social networks. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our username on both of those is TheBugcast.
Yeah.
So, I should remind you, because it's only 2 weeks now, two whole weeks until Og Camp.
Ooh.
Sorry, I was waiting for a word of wisdom, but all I saw was a bus leaving.
No, that means that we have to think about Amy's birthday because she wants to do a birthday day out, but it can't be the weekend of her birthday.
She knows that. You know, that was the first thing we did was check with her that she was happy going to Old Camp for.
She's probably forgotten, so we need to make sure it is arranged the week before or the week after.
Yes, possibly the week after.
Yeah.
But we'll check with her anyway.
Cool.
I can't remember if I said this last week, but we were actually intending to...
Yes, you did.
I did.
You
did. To surprise Amy.
Yeah.
Yes. She doesn't know yet.
But shall I introduce the last song before
yes,
I fall
please
asleep?
Do. Please do.
And this is not me because of the show. I'm just tired because I've best part of 3.5 hours of driving today.
Whatever. Violin's out. Get on with it.
Right. This is Living Cumbia with Bonzo. They are from Spain. They are a high-energy funk rock band. There is Calo Crash on guitar, Ontario Crash on cantante and guitar,
vocals
and guitar, De Chencho on bass, I'm going to guess.
I think so.
And St. James on drums?
Yeah, I think that's right. That sounds... Bateria. You bat the drums, don't you?
Guitarra, cantara, guitarra, and bajets.
Bajista
and batera. Anyway, it is Living Cumbia with Bonzo. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.